gosh, I sound like those YouTubers. But anyways, this is Ella from the Finding Myself podcast. And honestly, I'm scared because I don't know how everyone is going to take this episode. I don't know if people like it, people wouldn't like it, but then here I go. So basically, this episode is going to be about adulting, whether adulting is fun or scary. And everything that's being said is just my personal opinion. You can have a different opinion if you feel like it's different from mine. You can always text me. I don't mind like getting different opinions from different places. Yeah, honestly, for me, I think adulting is like very scary. Like, there are days that I would walk back from work crying because sometimes I just feel like I'm just not strong enough to be doing this adulting thing. Like, I'm the firstborn in my family, so like there is so much pressure on me to be successful because my brother is probably like, I'm like 21 and my brother is like 12. So it's like, oh, Ella, be successful, take care of him, type of thing. Like, they don't really say it, but then they imply it every time they talk to me on the phone. And like, that's scary. Because I know I'm trying, like, I'm actually trying my best to do what I can do. But then, like, that pressure is very scary. I mean, it's okay to be scared, and it's honestly okay to cry. Because, like, you have no clue what you're doing or where you're heading. Like, because it's honestly okay. Because, like, so much is being placed into your hands, and you have little to no experience as to how to handle it. And like, you see those things that go like, oh, this person has 10 years experience in this and that and that. No one has that type of experience when it comes to life. And honestly, there is so much responsibility. Like, things can sometimes just get overwhelming, and it's like, you also can't focus your energy on just one thing. You have to find a way to balance everything out. You have to find a way to balance school with work and with your social life and like with your relationships. Like, you have to like find a way to balance all of that. And it's crazy because like, if you put in too much efforts in school or you focus all your energy into school, you miss out on your social life. You won't be able to make friends. You won't be able to socialize. If you put in too much effort into your social life, you miss out with school. If you put in too much effort into working, you probably miss out with school and with making friends or whatever. And it's like, you have to find a way to just balance all of that. And there's no textbook out there, a storybook or whatever book out there to show you how to balance all of that out. Well, there probably are books on like how to be successful or whatever, but then I doubt they're all like other people's opinions and what they did to make it work for them, and that's them. Like, you're different, and honestly, I don't think those books actually help people. Maybe they do help people. I actually don't, I've never read one. But then all I would say is that as a person, when you get overwhelmed and everything just becomes too much, take a break. And I feel like that's the only thing that's fun about adulting, the fact that you can actually take a day off. You can afford a day off to just be selfish and spend it on yourself. And maybe the next day you can catch up with your schoolwork or like with work or whatever, your social life or whatever. You can afford to do that. Like, it was in primary school and high school that you had no choice and you would still have to go to school and like had to deal with teachers who would mentally drain you and have to put up with people who just mess with your mental health. But then, yeah, it's an age where you can block out all that energy. You can choose the type of energy you want around you and when you want that energy around you. Yes. Honestly speaking, I don't know how you guys will take this episode, but then if you like it, text me, I guess. Oh my gosh, no, subscribe. Subscribe so you can hear the next episodes. I love you guys. If you have any don't know if you want to talk to someone. Like, I'm always here, my DMs are always open. Yeah, like, I am very bored and I have nothing to do, so just text me, just slide into my DMs and say something. I would love to hear what you have to say, your opinions or anything. Thank you so much for listening, and this is the Finding Myself podcast by Ella. Bye.